Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me. I know you're having an awesome, a fabulous, marvelous day, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are. You know what we do here at Good Deeds? We help you share your message with the world. We actually love doing that because I have the opportunity and the honor, of course, of being your guest. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. And people ask me all the time, what does that mean, being the platform builder? What that means is I help you shine your light to the world. And what that is, that actually is your passion, your dreams, your goals, of course, and your destiny in life. And that's one of my umbrellas that I'm able to do that via radio and TV. Through speaking platforms that I have, Sunday Soul Service, the Sunday Publishing Company, to share your story to the world. You know, I just love it, love it, love you. Things always come in my spirit, the thing is. But, you know, let me tell you the thing, because people ask me, what is my number one challenge that I had to do, you know, going 100% from the medical field to now being, you know, all the different hats that I have been entrusted with. The number one challenge was I had to delegate. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I did. In the medical field, you know, I'm used to going by facts, F-A-C-T-S. If I write an order saying, here, 1 milligram of penicillin, guess what? 1 milligram of penicillin will be given in a quick and fashion, okay? So why we actually, again, and this what I call corporate America, you people will watch you for 2 or 3 years before they actually say they actually want to buy your products and services. And, you know, I wasn't used to that. So that's what I had to get used to. That was the question of the day. Ask Dr. Renee. But delegate, make sure you delegate to the right people, the people that have the right vision of your business, your corporation, or your the things that projects that you're working on. They got to kind of have that alignment, okay? We got to have that alignment. You know, sometimes you get with people, their motive is not right. And you always have to have your eyes open and, you know, your ears open as well, because a lot of people, it's a one-sided thing. They actually want you to be on their platform. They want to actually be in your company. They want to do that because, guess what? They just want to get that leverage. But, you know, don't worry about it. I always say all things work together. I guess please hit *1. She was on, but we had Major. I don't know if she's calling from where there's weather concerns. Hit *1, and we're going to see if we can get on here. Because the thing we wanted to talk about this afternoon, we wanted to talk about, you know, because always people throw these terms out about, what is really living? I mean, are you truly living? I mean, some people are existing. They truly are. They're existing. And my team just said that the *1. If the guest is on. If not, you know, I can roll. I can talk about what true living is myself. So we're gonna roll. We're actually gonna do this for a minute. We're gonna actually play a couple of our sponsors of information so we'll know who they are, and then we'll come back with a brief commercial and the guest hit *1. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Renee Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Yep, that's my thing. I always say, don't stop, get it. And the reason we say don't stop, get it, because guess what? I need you in your purpose. I need you to show up with a spirit of excellence. I need you to actually walk out the things that has been predestined for you, because guess what? That allows me to actually be in my purpose as well. So I just love it. And we're going to say *1. If not, I can roll. How are you truly living? That's what we're talking about. Are you existing or are you living? That's a big difference. Do you have some wellness, or do you have the holistic view on things? Because it's a perspective, because everything happens, starts, guess what, in the mind. *1, in the mind. Let me tell you, The thing between your ears can mess you up, okay? If you don't have the right perspective, don't worry about what other people say. I say, you know, in one way, I think that we have a disservice now because we have social media. We have so much technology. We have so many things that is out there that tries, and I'm going to say tries because we need to not let it do this, try to get you off your purpose. Social media is so many people, and you know, when you see things, take them as a grain of salt. You know, make sure you are doing your spirit of excellence. Don't worry about the other person. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Worry about the spirit of excellence that you're doing and showing your light. And when you shine your light, you can actually encourage somebody else. You know, that's the things we're going to do. So today, star one, we're going to talk, we're going to roll then. The first thing that I think, when you talk about how are you truly living? First of all, we need to get a definition of what is living, you know, besides just breathing in and out. You know, I could talk about the physiology all day about what we consider in the medical field of living. You know, you breathe in, and guess what? You breathe out. You don't even think about it, right? But I guess what? If you hold your breath long enough, things going to happen. You're going to pass out. You're going to actually probably the shade of your color is going to change, and you're going to actually pass out because you are not breathing oxygen. Oxygen is something we take for granted. We walk around all the time breathing in and out, and guess what? We take it for granted that it's there. But guess what? It's a whole mechanism that we actually have to operate in to actually keep that clean. And, you know, people talk about the green effect. People talk about the different things in regards of the clean air. We have to do our part. We have to do our part in the situation. So the main thing is I have to start with what I don't think about. And you don't think about breathing. Who thinks about that? I mean, you may take a deep breath when the doctor tells you to take a deep breath, but guess what? You don't think about it. And when we go to sleep, who's doing that? We're not monitoring of how we breathe. So that's what we think in the medical field. When all our organs and all our breath that we have that comes in, that's considered living. Now, you know, we do pronounce people not living. You know, that's a whole other scenario that, you know, I actually had to do that at times. And I actually had the opportunity of being in the room when my brother passed away. The last breath, as people say, that we say not existence of living. But let's talk about holistic, because this is going to hit me because everybody could say when they were young that they you exercised a lot, you actually probably ate, you know, would eat healthier, you probably don't think about where you eat healthy. The kids nowadays, I think, are more conscious of that than we were coming up. But now, guess what? There's so many different things out there that we can actually choose from that is healthy. I don't have anything against the restaurants, but a lot of the restaurants, if you look now, they have the calories there. We have no excuse now that we didn't know what the calories were back in the day. But we know now. We know what we're eating. We can Google it, and we have to make better choices. We have to make better choices. We have to make the right choices of what we put in. What I call, when I minister, it's your gates. And the gates is your eye, that's what you're looking at, your ears, what you're hearing, okay, and then your mouth. It's two ways with the mouth. It's what's going in, guess what, and what's going out. We have to be very mindful of that. So, and another thing comes into my mind when we say holistic. It's not just what we eat, it's everything we're doing. The things that we're doing in regards of our activity, the things that we're reading, the things that the gossip that we, you know, you can't be, you know, listening to that. We got to be conscious of our thoughts. I keep coming back to that, right? I said, what's between the ears? If we have the right mindset, and people, you know, I'm just going to be 100, like the kids said, keep it 100. We always say the spirit of excellence. But the spirit of excellence is, some wow is going to be here, is you don't show up late. you know, I mean, you know, and you don't show up late. You say you're going to do something. You're going to make sure you do it. You say that you're going to actually help a friend out. Your friend is waiting on you to do that. Your friend is wants you to support them. Your friend wants you to be in your corner. Of course, we can always be our own cheerleader, but it helps when someone actually say they're proud of you. It helps your you know, I don't say it, your ego. If someone actually said that they are proud of you, you know, our parents, when they said that, it just really gave you a lot of energy, gave you a lot of drive. It actually made you feel very special when that happened. Okay, that mindset, we could talk all night about the mindset, but the thing is, you know, and I always go around and say, believe, trust, and walk it out. It's the mindset behind it, because if you don't believe, guess what? Whatever you believe, that's what you're going to trust in, and that's what you're going to, when I say walk it out, that means that's what action you're going to do. You're going to actually do what's in your heart. Yeah, I know you don't believe that, but watch it. If you around people that's negative all the time, guess what? It's going to hit in your heart, and next thing you know, that's what you're going to be doing. Okay? So I'm here to tell you, I know you don't like hearing this, but that's what actually happens. And, you know, we actually have to make sure, you know, and I love to ask people when guests on the show, I love to ask them, is there a word called balance? One of my guests, I remember one time, said, it's not a word called balance. She said, throw that word out the way, out the, you know. And then they have now a serial business owner, meaning they do several things. But you have to remember, you have to put your priorities in order. I think if you're going to say you're truly living, you actually have to have priorities. People love to ask me and inbox me. They said, Dr. Sunday, how do you do all the things that you do and you keep them afloat? You do it in the spirit of excellence. I said, first of all, you know, of course, I pray. I make sure that is far number one in my life. I meditate. I have meditation, and actually I'm getting to explore more about yoga and tapping. If you know something about that, you kind of let me know, because I'm exploring those type of things as well. But the thing I want you to remember is the practices that you do, it has to be from all realms. I actually used to run 5 to 7 miles a day until I hurt my ankle. But see, that's no excuse. You know, I still got to do that treadmill. I still, you know, in the summer or if I'm in Florida, you know, I love swimming. You know, whatever activity that you like. Because some people may like basketball. Some people may like, I mean, some people might like skiing. I mean, whatever activity that, as my mom used to say, get you off the couch. Because we didn't play that when we were growing up. You were not on the couch. You had to do some kind of activity. Because, you know, the saying, if a mind is what? A terrible thing to waste. So if your mind is not active, guess what? You're not going to have interest in doing stuff. Now, I tell my students this all the time when I teach, and it works across the board. When you actually writing a book or you want to actually be in the media, because I do media coaching as well, the first thing you got to see is your mind, what we just got to talking about. Now, the thing about it is you have to believe that you are successful. You have to believe that you're beautiful, handsome, all those things. You have to already believe that. So a lot of the coaching that I do, I have to step way back. We have to step way back. Somebody say way back, way back. And make sure you get your mindset right. Because you can be seen, be heard, and get paid, but you're going to say, wait a minute, I'm not really getting paid because I don't have the confidence. And people see the confidence in your eyes. People see the loneliness. People see that you, as the kids say, that you're a lot of hype, as the kids say, but you don't have any fruit. You don't have any results. But you got to have results. You know, that's a whole other subject. Yeah, the results you have. You can say you're doing all this, but what is your behavior? Are you showing up late? Are you participating only in certain people's things because you want to be on their, you know, part of what they got going on instead of just being where, you know, where God leads you? And I'm going to just say it that way. You know, a lot of times the lights and the camera is not where you need to be at that time. And I know that's hard to decide where you need to be in your life. The thing that I love that Dr. Martin Luther King says, put one foot in front of the staircase. Don't worry about the next 100 to 200 yards. It will be revealed as you continue to walk in your path. And that's what I tell people, the things that are easily achievable is, guess what, it's your purpose. It's easily achievable. Those are things that you need to actually need to concentrate on. You need to concentrate on things that are easily achievable. That is very, 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 very important. I just love that I try to stay, you know, in my lane. That's what I love to do that. My spiritual mom always tell me, stay in your lane, stay in your lane. And that's what I do. That's what I do. Now, what we're going to do just real quickly is we're going to actually play one of my wonderful favorite friends, this song. And then we're going to see if we can actually get some of our listening audience to chime in on what you think what is living is. And, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
I am calling on praises. Nothing good to you. If he's ever brought you through, this praise is for you. Yeah. If there's one thing that I know, my sister Clarita, she loves the Lord.
Renee Sunday. Guess what? You know, we have, I told you, someone sent me a message, the team said, in regards of the Amazon best-selling book that I, it's Manifestations Now, Believe, Trust, and Walk Out Your Destiny. And the reason we wrote that book is because we want you wanting to know that, you know, you're not alone when you're going through ups and downs, when you're having, you know, things in your mind that you want to give up, you want to cave in, you want to get, you know, just want to give up. We talk about that. and telling you that you can't stop. You have to stay in your purpose. And then number two, we give you tools that you can actually go by to get from one step to the another. And that's at www.reneesunday.com. Of course, on Amazon and wherever you can buy books, you know. It was a great opportunity, Amazon bestseller. Woo-hoo! Well, we did it very short period of time. But I'm just so excited about that. But we're going to unmute some of the lines and see if we can actually get some people to talk about how are you living. Tell us if you want to have a comment, hit star one. And we're going to unmute your lines, and we're going to see what your thoughts actually of being. How are you truly living? Hello, hello. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, welcome to Good Deeds. Yes, we can barely hear you. Can you turn your volume, please? Thank you very much.
Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now?
All right. Welcome to Good Deeds. Can you state your name, please?
Yes, this is Linus Woods Mullins calling.
All right. Amen. Welcome, welcome to Good Deeds. So tell us what you think about in regards of how you truly living. Tell us a little bit more of what your angle on are you truly living?
Well, I happen to be a holistic health and wellness coach, and I truly do believe that we come to a certain time in our lives where we realize that there isn't one thing that matters, that we are a sum total of a lot of different intricate parts, and we really need to figure out how to get those parts working in such a way where we're truly thriving. So we don't just want to pay attention to our body, not just our spirits and not just our minds, but all of our mind, body, and spirit. And I think when you are actively engaged in improving the overall wellness of your mind, body, and spirit, you are approaching the opportunity to really live a joyful and full life.
Yeah, I believe that. That's amazing. You know, I want to ask you this, and when I think I referred to it a little earlier as a word balance. Should we be using the word balance, holistic, you know, wellness? I mean, those words, some people use them a lot of times interchangeable. What's your views on that? Because, you know, we feel bad when we can't meet the mark, you know?
We can get really hung up on words, you know. Everything means something different to everyone. But you have to take a look at what feels good in your spirit, what resonates with you. You will know when you are living a life that's in discord to what it is that God would have you to do. You'll feel that. The Holy Spirit tells you that. You know if you allow yourself to listen. And part of listening is shutting out all the other distractions that are out there. And there are so many distractions. And one way to do that is by spending quiet time, spending time in prayer and meditation and reflection to really get connected with that inner voice, the Holy Spirit, intuition, God, whatever you want to call it, that is there to direct you. So many times we live a life that is so fast-paced that we never take time to just stop and just be. In fact, sometimes when we do that, we have a tendency to feel guilty about it because we should be doing something. You know, we're always multitasking. We're never just doing one thing. But if we can take the time, even if it's just, you know, 3 minutes, three times a day, to just be quiet and to listen, you'll begin to get the messages that are necessary for you to bring your life into a way that feels good for you. Some people call it balance, you know, whatever word it is. It's something I really like to refer to it as what resonates best for you, because God has already placed within us that internal GPS to tell us what we should and should not be doing. We just need to listen. And then once we hear it, we need to be obedient and do it, because sometimes that voice will tell us to do things that are outside of our comfort zone. But we really need to get there and do it anyway so that we can get to a place of real, true comfort and not just pseudo comfort because it feels okay. Sometimes what feels okay initially isn't what's best for us.
Now, that's powerful. But you know what I've noticed? You brought up a great point, what I've noticed a lot of times we hear tell, you know, have you know, he's told us so many things, you know, that, but we end up doing the easier ones, like you said, with, that our foot is out of our comfort zone just a little bit. But when he wants us to do things that's really going to affect the world in a major way, we shun from that. What's your take on that? I know we got to have that experience that, you know, each experience is different, but in regards of how we can actually move forward into that comfort zone and then go on through that comfort zone, that's the most important thing.
Yes, well, I can share with what just happened today trying to call into the program. I was to be your guest today, and for whatever reason, and I do shows like this three or four times a week, plus the shows that I have myself. So I know all the ins and outs of troubleshooting, and nothing I was doing was working. So I thought, okay, I know that there's some other entity out there, whatever you want to call it, that doesn't want me to get to this show. So then I began to, instead of give up, I became persistent. And I think persistence and perseverance, especially when you're hit up against the wall, when that wall hits you, that does not necessarily mean you're not meant to go there. It may mean that you may have to press and climb over that wall, or build a ladder to help you get over the wall, get some assistance to get over that wall. It doesn't mean that you're on the wrong track. It just means that on the other side of that is huge breakthrough, and you've just got to push and persevere a little bit more, even though you get frustrated. And I think that's really when you begin to see progress. And sometimes, you know, people determine or define progress in different ways, but for me, progress is when I get that feeling that, yes, I'm on the right track. I'm heading the right direction. That's what progress is for me. When I get that feeling, that validation, that this is what it is that God wants me to do instead of what it is that I want to do. Now, sometimes your validation might feel really good because it seems to match everybody else's lifestyle, and you're looking good, and you're driving a great car and a house and everything else. But I'm not necessarily talking about your validation being rooted in that. Your validation is rooted in, how does your soul feel? How does your spirit feel about what it is you're trying to do and what it is you're pushing for and how you're living your life? That, to me, when you connect with that and make that the goal, your purpose, the thing that you're striving for, that's progress. When you just get rid of the distractions, get rid of, you know, comparing yourself to, like you said, everybody on Facebook and all the other kind of stuff that we read about, and get really into what is it that God has for you, that's when you really begin that aha moment of progress. Even though it may look like to others you're moving like, but sometimes those inches in God's eyes are huge in terms of what he has for you on the other side of that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And then I want to add to this, because I'm blown all the time that you never know who's watching you. Not saying watching for you to do bad or make a mistake. Hopefully that's not, you know, what they the motive is. But people are looking for the inspiration. They're looking for motivation. They're looking for someone that they can somewhat look up to say, okay, they've been through this, and guess what? I can go through this as well. But that's what I want to ask you, because you made a reference of all the things that you do. Tell us a little bit, since the time is going by so quickly here, tell us a little bit more about the other things, products and services that you offer, so we can actually get the listening audience to reach out to you.
Oh, sure. I specialize in working with women, in particular women over 40, and the reason why I do that is because my life experience is such that I've learned that after 40, things get really interesting, and it helps to have a guide in terms of the choices you want to make when it comes to your overall wellness. So my specialty is working with women when it comes to anxiety, stress, and depression, and all the things that lead to that, and how to protect our bodies against the rigors of continuous stress and anxiety, because it does run down your immune system, and it also can lead to chronic disease and weight gain and fluctuations of your hormones and stuff like that. So that's what my specialty is, and that's what I really work on. And I learned all these things, not only did I go to school for it, but it happened to me. I lived it. So many of the things I talk about and the advice that I give and the programs that I write and the shows that I do on my radio show are based upon my own life experience and what I did to survive those things. I used to have an anxiety disorder, and I say used to because I really don't feel like I have that anymore. I might get anxious sometimes, but I'm no longer sitting in a corner rocking, nor do I feel like I need to go and play hopscotch on the freeway. So, you know, I'm much better in my skin as a result of doing the things I talk about in my online courses and in my magazine and on my radio shows. You can go to my website at praiseworks.biz, and that will lead you to all of my social media, my radio shows, my live stream show, and my online course and my magazine. And currently I'm offering a free course for people on my I have an academy called the Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond Holistic Academy. And if you just Google Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond, all the Wellness Woman products will pop up, and you'll see something for Academy for online courses. And there's a course on abundance that's totally free. And what I do is I share with you 7 holistic steps that were shared with me by Mae McCarthy, who is a very successful businesswoman who has created and sold businesses at $100 million. She's very successful. And she wrote this small little book, and it talks about the 7 steps that she does every day to increase the abundance in her life. And it really does make a difference. I cannot tell you how much my life changed when I started doing this about 7 months ago.
Wow. You know, that, y'all, I'm laughing because you know I'm right in there with that abundance manifestation. That's kind of my ring.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, please come
yes.
in. Awesome, 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 young lady. We'll get her back on because, you know, of course, we only tip, seriously. We tipped only the iceberg, and we'll actually have her back on that. We can dive deep and peel back the layers on how she can help us have a true, you know, really living, not just existing. But we thank you so much. Oh, we thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much for being here with us on Good Deeds. Oh,
and
Lord,
thank
this
you.
Is amazing.
I'm,
well, ladies.
I'm glad I finally got on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I like what she said, perseverance, and you know that's my word, and also the abundance, you know that's in there too, that we all have to have that abundance, we all have to have, you know, that mindset that we can make it, and you know when I say don't stop, get it, okay, because you do have a calling, you do have a reason that you were born, you have a reason that you are here right now. You got to do the 3 things. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You have to don't stop. You got to get it. You know how to get in contact with us, which is www.reneesunday.com. We love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.